Betches Media presents.
Will you suck?
I'm lit.
To fix this water problem.
Sorry to this man.
You can have 100 people in the room.
And I. Oh, goodbye, Kyle!
At Betches. Rise and shine.
Hey guys, welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, assistant editor at Betches and face behind Bravo by Betches and the Mention It All podcast.
Hi, I'm Brian Russell Smith. I am the senior video producer at Betches, and I'm also the host of the Betches Sup podcast.
And I'm Carly Rice. I am a social media manager at Betches. I run Diet Starts Tomorrow, so you guys might have heard me on there, and I do some graphic designing for Betches too.
Carly makes all the pretty things that you love to
see. All those little graphics. Every
guys,
time you see a cartoon person.
A cartoon person. We have a lot to talk about today. First and foremost, Taylor Swift dropped a surprise album. I am on the podcast right now with two of our biggest Swifties, so definitely going to have some thoughts on that. The Ellen DeGeneres Show is being investigated for workplace misconduct after some pretty crazy accusations came to light about the workplace culture there, so we're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we are going to talk about which celebs have been behaving badly during quarantine this week. People are getting antsy and making some questionable decisions, and wow, and we have even more to get to at the end. Brian, tell us what's happening at Betches before we get started.
Yeah, so today, before we get into today's episode, we want to tell you what's happening at Betches. We have our Good Influence Fund, which all donations go to are split between Campaign Zero, the ACLU, the NAACP, and the Bail Project, all organizations that work to help Black Lives Matter. So just go to betches.co/donate to donate there. It's really great. It's, you know where your money's going, and it's for a good cause. And then tonight at 8 p.m., head over to the Betches Instagram account for an all-new episode of The Feeling is Virtual, and it is the finale. Ooh. And also, you can subscribe to the Bachelor Breakdown newsletter to get all the best parts of the show recapped right to your inbox each week. The most dramatic and cringeworthy moments of the episode, insider updates on members of Bachelor Nation, like what the fuck is going on with Colton and Lucy Hale, and more. And you can subscribe to the Bachelor Breakdown at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown.
Guys, I can't believe Kay is going to get engaged on Instagram tonight.
Okay, Dylan, huge spoiler alert.
Oh. I mean, I assume, because it's the finale.
We can only assume.
That Neil Lane ring hooked up. Okay, let's just get right into talking about Folklore, because I know you guys have a lot of thoughts. First of all, how are we feeling about the album? You've had a few days to sit with it.
Carly, you go first.
We know I have some opinions and feelings about this. I feel like it's a career-defining album. Like, I feel like it is just so mature, so amazing. Like, everything she did, the songwriting is impeccable. I'm like, did you have this in you the whole time? Why were we listening to, like, Paper Rings? Like, when we could have had this. Right? Like, right. She put out some really, like, poppy kind of, like, bubbly songs with, like,
to Paper Rings. Okay. Wow.
I love her so much. We know that I'm allowed to criticize because I'm like I've been her fan since the beginning, but she's given us some like really kind of like just like little pop songs, which are so fun. But then there's this and I'm like, this is a whole nother level. Like this is just the storytelling's amazing.
I really like it. But you know, that was my thing about like the Lover album. It was like 16 tracks, but this album is also 16 tracks, but the Lover album, like, there were so many good songs, but there were so many songs that I was like, why the fuck is this on your album? Like,
I feel the same
30-year-old like, adult woman.
Like, I agree. Yeah. I've actually felt that way about her last two albums, because Reputation, the whole vibe of it wasn't really for me, but there were a handful of songs that I was like, okay, I really am into this. I really like this. Mm-hmm. And I think even more so with Lover, there are songs on that album that I think are incredible songs and that I really love. But then there's a handful of tracks. First and foremost, Me, which was for some reason the debut single. And it's like, why are we doing this? Why do we, nobody needs
cut the 16 down to a 10 solid. through whatever.
It's interesting though, because Taylor Swift has always been the kind of person since she got really big who's done a really kind of traditional album rollout where she's starting a new era and there's a lead single and a video and then, you know, maybe one or two more songs first and then the album is announced months in advance. And so for her to do a surprise release like this is really a change of pace for her. And to do an album that was written and produced entirely in quarantine, it's kind of crazy because I feel like it's probably her best, like, technically done album.
Well, she did say too, she's like, I usually spend so much time debating on when I want to put this album out and how I'm going to release it. And she was like, you know, with everything going on, I just realized that tomorrow's not guaranteed. And I was kind of like, fuck it. Like, I'll just put the album out right now because I want to. And it was so refreshing. And I feel like she listened to her fans because for the first time, she put out all like kind of slower music with like really important melodies and really important like lyrics. And we've been asking for that for so long.
I know.
We haven't had a slow breakup song.
Yeah. Everyone just like, you know, wanting like a Taylor Swift song, and so this is like an album of like All Too Wells. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, she also did say that she's always been surprised that All Too Well has been ranked number one forever, like since she put it out. And she said that when she made it, she was like, no one's going to care about this. I'm going to be the only one that cares about this one. And then it's continued to be the number one song everyone has always loved. And so I think that's why she wanted to do this.
And I like that it all came out at once because I've kind of realized, like, I've noticed this with like when I listen to albums, I don't want to have a predetermined idea based off of what the lead singles are, because like I never like any of the artists that I listen to. Like Taylor Swift always releases like the worst lead like single. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. So like
she for Cardigan, how successful she is. For how successful she's been and like all the number one songs she has, she is not great at choosing singles in terms
she
of quality.
She put Gorgeous out as a single.
I know.
Like Gorgeous was out as a single.
That song is so annoying to me. I'm sorry.
People have even gone so far.
Reputation was like, look what you made me do. Like that was awful.
This was Me and then Lover and You Need to Calm Down, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll speak for myself. I will never be over the fact that Cruel Summer is not a single.
I know. That was a mistake. I think people have said she puts out the worst singles on purpose so the album gets reviewed, like, better.
I think that's
wrong. I think she just thinks they're going to be, like, really catchy on the radio.
Okay, watching...
Which they are.
Watching the Miss Americana documentary, she was so excited about Me. Like, she believed in that song. There was sense of like, I guess this can be the single.
They had to take out the, from like the radio version, they took like after like, and now if you listen to it on Spotify and Me, they took out, hey kids, spelling is fun.
Yeah.
They took that out because I was like, thank God they took that out, because especially when you get to that part, you're like, the song is already gone. And then that just like
it loses it for you. Yeah, you're like,
it's okay, so big question. Is this the best music or your favorite music we've gotten so far in quarantine, or we could say in 2020, because I feel like 2020 is quarantine at this point.
Yeah, I feel like it is. I mean, I know Billie Eilish is coming out with new music on Friday, and I'm so excited for that. But, I mean, we love Taylor Swift the most, so I think this was just, like, perfect for us. But I almost feel like it makes me feel like it's fall all of a sudden. Like, I'm literally, like, I need a sweater and to light a candle listening to this.
Yeah.
I ordered the album, and it's not here. The vinyl isn't here until late November. It's shipping in 16 weeks.
This is like a dead of winter album to me, which...
Yeah.
So that's, like, my one thing that I think it's a little... odd that she chose to release it right now, but I understand in the context of pandemic times that it's like, that's why, but it feels like a very fall winter vibe.
I do really love this album, and it gives me some, I'm like really excited. I have something to like listen to all the time constantly right now.
Me too.
However, I really needed that Dua Lipa album at the end of March when she released it, and she did end up releasing it. She released it like early, I think, and she was like not sure if she was gonna release it because quarantine. That fucking album rocks.
It is so good.
So good. And it like was like the great like distraction for me during that time when it was like the height of
also,
like,
the Charlie XCX album is pretty good too, if you want some yes. pops.
Yeah. People, if you think Taylor Swift is the first person to do a quarantine album, you need to direct your attention to Miss Charlie XCX because she released one in like, when did it come out? May?
April.
Yeah.
It was like on top of her shit.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really catchy.
It's so funny because sometimes I realize how much of like a gay pop culture bubble I'm in, because when Dua Lipa's album came out, I was like, this is the biggest event of the year. And and like everyone on Instagram
oh,
was
no,
like,
can you hear my house phone ringing?
Okay. Oh my God, Carly, who's calling
can you?
Can
you hear my house phone ringing?
Faintly, yes, it, but... You think you mean like the loud ringing noise in the background?
Do you yeah, have a landline?
My parents have a landline. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Like, who, in what world? In what century?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the skills I've learned is how to manage my time. It's not always obvious. Sometimes we're spending time with people that don't make us feel good and we don't even realize, or we're doing activities that aren't actually bringing ourselves any joy, but we're just doing them because we've always done them. So therapy can really help you untangle all of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/betches.
Okay, so yes, good quarantine music, definitely. Thank you, Taylor, so much. Yeah. Guys, we got to talk about Ellen DeGeneres and the fact that she might be evil.
Not too drunk. DeGeneres.
She's not too so
Brian was planning that joke.
I'm gonna exit the Zoom now.
Okay, bye Dylan. We understand. But, I'm gonna leave.
So there have been rumors, stories, kind of whispers for a long time about Ellen DeGeneres maybe not being the queen of kindness and positivity that she kind of promotes herself to be. Specifically back in March, there was a really interesting Twitter thread where all these people were like submitting their stories of like dealing with Ellen and how she was like a bad person in numerous ways. But last week, BuzzFeed News published this basically investigation, not into Ellen specifically, but into the workplace culture at her show. And they had, I think, like a dozen people, former and current employees, telling their stories about. Some got fired for taking medical leave. Some were experienced a lot of racial microaggressions and even more outright racism at the show. And it sounds like a mess. And then just yesterday we found out that the production company is officially doing an investigation into the workplace environment. And guys, what are your thoughts on this?
I think that the fact that they're doing an investigation does not shock me, because I feel like they have to cover their asses, especially in this new day and age that we live in, especially when it comes to certain things like microaggressions. But do I think that it results in Ellen getting off the air? I don't.
You would need a really big thing for that to happen, and a lot of people to coming forward and say the same thing. You know, like, these are just a lot of, like, people saying their, what happened to them, which I think it's done really poorly for her, like, enough image. People know it about her now, but I don't know if she'd ever get off the air. But I do believe that she's probably not nice, and I do think that some of these are real. Some of them are probably exaggerated, but, I mean, there's a lot of allegations.
I think with allegations like this, because most of them are directed at kind of the overall workplace and not at Ellen specifically, I feel like the investigation, they could pretty easily just like say they're investigating, come back in a few months and be like, we've made changes, and then it kind of goes away. Whereas if it had been a story that was specifically, we have people going on the record about stuff that Ellen did to them, I think it would be harder for the kind of brand to rebound from that. But at this point, it's like, how many like Midwestern moms are still going to watch Ellen every day and like probably are not up to date on whatever BuzzFeed News is saying about her, honestly? Yeah. Like,
you know, like,
no, I agree.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, she is, for me, like, she probably was nicer when she was young, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Cause I feel like a lot of the things that we hear about Ellen now are like more like of recent time where she is like fucking major. Like she was probably nicer when she was younger, but now she's like a, you know, almost probably almost a billionaire at this point, like worth hundreds of millions of dollars. She probably just doesn't give a fuck, you know, like,
right.
And like,
it's also part her of me show.
I know, her name is on it. I'm also like,
you know,
like,
what I mean? She probably has a lot of strong opinions about it. I would too. If it was like the Carly show, I'd want things to go a certain way. And like, if I got rich and famous enough, I'd be like, do it my way. Like,
there have been men who have been assholes for decades. And, you know, they've all worked. Like, you know, look at all these fucking late night show hosts, like, who worked for, like decades. David Letterman like had so many like affairs with people he worked with, and no one gave a fuck until like the very end, and he even admitted that it was true. It was like, you know, like, and so it's just like, I wonder if it's like how much of the woman factor there is to it. Not that like
I wonder that,
like maybe she's just like, maybe she's just a boss and people are like, oh, she was rude to me, because people are quicker to say that about women than they are about men, I think.
Yeah, people say that about Rachel Ray. Like, Rachel Ray's gotten a lot of that criticism. But you know what? Oprah's never gotten that criticism because Oprah is amazing.
That's true. Oprah, well, there was another thing is, like, she's a lesbian, and I like that she has that representation.
Me too.
That's true. Carly, it's funny what you were saying about her just kind of being, like, over it, maybe, because there was one clip a couple years ago where she had the boys from Stranger Things on her show, and it kind of went viral because they were playing this game that it was like some stupid game, and the boys were kind of like laughing with each other and like cutting up while Ellen was like running the game, and she looked like she wanted to like shove them off the stage. She looked so annoyed. And it was one of those things where it's like, it's a fun, silly segment on a talk show. Like, nobody really cares about this. Like, it doesn't matter that the boys aren't taking the game seriously, but she just looked like she wanted to take them out back and shoot them. And it's like that kind of thing where it's hard when you've built yourself up as this like beacon of positivity, because it's like, yeah, she's probably not that nice in person. Even if she, like, regardless of whether the worst stories are true or not, it's like, I would be shocked if someone was, like, that positive all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's positive. More like she, every time she leaves the show, she's like, be nice to each other. Like, that's her sign-off. So it's more like, don't have that be your sign-off if then you're going to, the camera's going to stop rolling and you're going to be like, all right, fuck everyone, fuck this. Like, that's just not what you can do.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, but like and did you hear the thing
be kind to one another, but don't fucking look at me.
Yeah, but don't, she put there like, but put gum in your mouth before you talk to her. Like, that was one of the biggest things. Yes. She's very sensitive to smell. Like, okay, well, like, I want people to do that too.
Well, like, the whole, like, the thing that, like, sort of bothers me too is, like, the meat thing. Because apparently, like, because she's vegan, like, if you're, like, eating, like, a pastrami sandwich, she'll, like, apparently she, like, roasted someone about that before. Because, like, she, like, doesn't want people to eat meat in front of her. I'm like, you can't really tell people what they can and can't eat.
That's like, true.
Yeah, that's... But also, that's, I will fair. Say... So, like, it's fun to talk about Ellen being mean, but in this BuzzFeed, like, report, some of the allegations that people made about their treatment working there really were pretty horrible. Yeah. And so I think it's important in terms of this investigation that it's, like, the main focus is on people getting discriminated against and, you know, fired for reasons that are beyond their control. So it's like, it's interesting because I feel like it's tempting to just talk about Ellen the whole time, but also it's like, no, that's a big fucking problem.
Many other people besides Ellen who run the Ellen show.
Right. If somebody's getting fired because they had to take medical leave because they were in a car accident, like, that's an actual, like,
oh, wow.
That's like a real issue that needs to be addressed. So I'm glad they're investigating, and hopefully they make some changes, because it sounds like that.
Yeah, it is interesting she hasn't said anything, because you think she'd come out with a statement. I know, that's of some kind sort. Of.
I know it's frustrating. I'm like, just
say something.
Well, maybe now that they've announced investigation, she will. You know.
Yeah, maybe she will.
Maybe. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Storyworth. There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. Just in time for Mother's Day, I have found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from the lives of your family members and loved ones for years to come. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. For example, have you ever wished to be a celebrity? Did you ever take any great road trips? How is life different today compared to when you were a child? All they need to do is respond to that email with the answer to the question. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of their responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. So you'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories that you already know, or you can be surprised by the stories you've never heard before all year long. Then after that year, Storyworth will compile every story and photo into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you will be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I'm so excited about this gift, not only to get the stories throughout the year, but to finally get a book where all of this can be saved forever in a physical object. So this Mother's Day, give all of the moms or parents in your life a unique heartfelt gift that you will all cherish for years. That's Storyworth. And right now, you can save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/betches. That's storyworth.com/betches to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, let's talk about some celebs behaving badly during quarantine. Okay. First of all, I just finished writing an article before this, so it's fresh in my mind. The Chainsmokers had a charity concert in the Hamptons over the weekend with tickets starting at $850, by the way. And the video from the concert made it seem like there wasn't a lot of social distancing happening. Governor Cuomo has said that the Department of Health is investigating. Guys, would you go to a concert in any capacity right now?
I know some people having concerts around here, like in New Jersey where I live, but you stay in your car. So you like, it's almost like a drive-in movie, but for like concerts. And I feel like that's cool because you get your parking spot and then you just sort of like chill there and listen to the music or whatever, but you can't leave that spot. That's fine.
Well, that's what was supposed to be happening at the Chainsmokers concert, I believe. But
apparently, oh, really? And everyone just got out of their car?
People just didn't really follow the rules. And they're saying that people did, but it's unclear if they actually did or did not.
Wait, is Dylan frozen?
It was a drive-in concert. Am I frozen?
Not anymore.
You were, but now you're
okay.
Back.
I'm so glad to be back. So it was a drive-in concert in that like everyone had a spot for their car, but then there was also like
that was
a pit.
It.
There was also like a pit section that allegedly had like dividers between groups, but it's unclear how that would really work to me. And it's like, even if there's a divider, like aren't people going to be close to each other when they're coming in and out? Or I don't know. No, clearly people weren't staying at their car. Whatever. Mm-hmm.
No, because I know somebody who, I mean, I don't really want to call her out, but I guess I will. She's Melissa Wood, who's like Melissa Wood Health.
Oh, yeah. No, and Melissa Wood.
She was at the concert. I mean, yeah, she's not my friend. She's a celebrity, but I do really like her. But she was at the concert and it looked like straight up like a music festival. Like it did not look like,
yeah,
like she was social distancing at all. I mean, she had a mask on and so did her husband, but.
Right. But it's like, okay, so it's like, great, you wore a mask, but at a certain point, that's not really the question. It's like, no, it's supposed to be a drive-in concert. So if you were in a pit together, yeah, it's like...
It's just a little bit unnecessary. Everyone could have worn a mask, but it's still like just not right.
Exactly. Okay, so then in even more unnecessary news, we had a lot of Gen Z influencers at a quote, insane surprise party last week at the Hype House, which real TikTok fans will know. So Nikita Dragon, who's a beauty YouTuber, threw this surprise party for other YouTuber Lorray, and James Charles was there, Tana Mojo was there, Charlie D'Amelio was there, which homegirl's 15, why is she at a party in the first place?
She's only 15?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. She was there
with a new nose job.
Yeah, why is Addison Rae hanging out with Courtney? Kardashian. Oh my God.
So everyone was like twerking inside of this party with no kind of masks in sight, no effort at social distancing. There was a big crowd waiting in line to get into this party. And basically afterward, they got dragged. Nikita's reasoning was that there were like temperature checks at the door. And I think it's really, it's odd that we've settled on the fact that getting a temperature check is like all of a sudden a green light to do whatever you want, because it's like, you can be totally asymptomatic and still spreading your shit everywhere.
Exactly. And it's very, very well known that that is not, that is not like a free ticket to do whatever the fuck you want. Like, oh, I don't have a fever right now, but I do have the shakes and I have diarrhea. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you can have, like, right. There's like, they like keep adding so many different, like, there's so many symptoms
for
COVID-19. And I think it's even more like for like younger people, you're less likely to have a fever.
I feel like we're in an area right now where, I mean, California has a shitload of cases. So probably just don't, I mean, social gatherings are supposed to be prohibited there right now. But I feel like where we are in the Northeast, it's like, okay, yeah, like having people over in the backyard or like, you know, having a little get together with a few people, like there are like gray areas, whatever. We're all trying to navigate this time. But everyone should be pretty clear right now that having a packed indoor party with no kind of masks is not smart. Like, that's not a great area.
It's so silly because even if, say, I had like a YouTube following of like, I don't know, like 2 million or whatever, but then I don't post about it, but you guys both have followings with the same amount and you guys post about it, it's like everyone's seeing all of these people are being like tagged and like it's gonna get around and millions of people who are younger are gonna see it and then think that that's okay. Like, it's millions of younger followers.
Really, really irresponsible and just plain fucking dumb. Like, they can't be that stupid. Like, or, like, and, like, Nikita Dragon didn't get, like, all the shit there herself. Like, how did she get, like, you know, like, the balloons or whatever the fuck, the cakes and all these places, like, and, like, her management and, like, all of these things. Like, oh, yeah, this is definitely a great idea, Nikita. Like, and make sure you post to it on your Instagram to your millions of followers. Like, it's so fucking dumb.
So many YouTubers are getting in trouble for that. It's like, why can't you just not do that? Why do you have to go have like a party that's this big?
One of the former Real Housewife, shout out Gretchen Rossi, she had a party for her daughter's first birthday a week or two ago. And it was a mermaid themed party with like a 7-tier cake. There were, I don't know how many people were there. She said that it was a small party, but there were literally two women there in costume as mermaids, dressed up, just like chilling at the party. And it's like, no masks. And it's like, right now is not the time for that. Do that next year.
Yeah, it's like, just silly. Like, people are like forgetting.
We're all in the same situation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, none of us can have parties.
Like, yeah, it was my birthday Saturday. I had like five friends go to this like outdoor bar thing where we all sat down. We had masks and we came in masks and we got our drinks. We sat down. We didn't hug hello. We even sat kind of far away from each other. And we all were like, that's fine. Like, that's okay.
Exactly.
That's like just the level of socializing we're at right now.
Wherever you are, just follow the rules, you know?
Speaking of environment, I wouldn't want to be in right now. So the NBA is currently doing their bubble at Disney World for the playoffs. And LA Clippers player Lou Williams got an approved absence from the bubble for some family. I don't know the whole context, but he left the bubble for an approved reason. And then on his way back, he stopped at the famous Magic City Strip Club in Atlanta. And he was photographed by rapper Jack Harlow and posted on social media at Magic City. And then Jack Harlow took the photo down and said it was an old picture and that it was just a throwback because he missed his friend, even though Lou was wearing an NBA mask that was given out in the bubble in the photo. So upon returning to the bubble, the NBA decided to enforce a 10-day quarantine for Lou, and he's going to miss the first games of the playoffs. Guys, what the fuck? Like, don't go to a strip club right now. Come on.
10 days? Why only 10 days? So isn't it supposed to be 14?
Brian, I don't know.
Apparently so many of the news articles are saying, that he stopped for wings. Okay, go to a drive-thru for, like, chicken of some sort, like a meal, whatever you're getting. He needed the wings there. Like, he needed to get those wings. He needed to go in.
That is really hilarious.
His friend was just stupid, and he got caught, and he's an idiot.
It's interesting, as now we had professional baseball start playing last week, and just yesterday, news broke that the Miami Marlins had a major COVID outbreak, like over half of their team tested positive. And now we have the NBA bubble, the NHL is going to start playing. It's really, really going to be interesting to see how all of this actually works, because I have very little faith that this stuff is going to go down without issues. And with baseball, we're already seeing it happening. Look, you guys, 2020, it's just not meant to be. Maybe nobody wins the NBA finals this year, and that's just how it is.
That the owners of these billion-dollar corporations and these players who make millions of dollars every year can't, just take a fucking seat for 1 year.
It's rough.
And, come on. I'm sorry.
We were also talking to, three people who don't really care about sports that much.
That's true.
So if they were like, we're canceling sports, we'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Look, my two sports are gymnastics and tennis. Gymnastics is already canceled for the year. Tennis, they're trying to do the U.S. Open, but we'll see. I don't know.
Golf is fine.
Golf is fine. The old men can just hang out by themselves on the golf course.
My dad's been golfing, a little bit.
Everyone just take this time to find a new hobby, and maybe you'll learn something. I don't know what to say.
I thought it was cute. Sandra Bullock recently had her birthday, and they posted a picture on social media. It was Jennifer Aniston and Holland Taylor and Sarah Paulson. They were, hanging out on someone's patio wearing masks, and I was like, that's cute. I don't know if they're really following rules, but... I
know, don't I you wonder, that. I'd love to know if they took it off after the picture, or if they really are just...
They did say in the caption that they were properly distanced, and they were certainly all just sitting around, a patio table area, so I'm like, you weren't...
They're cute, I believe
You're
them.
You're not six they feet away from right each thing. Other, but I don't know. It's cute. I'd rather see that than somebody, at a party.
Me too.
I'd rather see six people in a backyard, maybe not social distancing, than 50 people in a packed room.
Well, isn't it funny? The younger, YouTube people are just kind of fuck it. Whereas the celebrities who are a little bit older, they know what to do. Maybe because they have their PR and people being don't mess this up.
Jennifer Aniston is I have an actual reputation to uphold. Whereas Nikita Dragon is I got clout.
Yeah, it's a difference. It's you have a lot of people looking up to you both ways, but I guess Jennifer Aniston does no wrong. She's perfect. She would never do anything to upset us like that.
Jennifer Aniston, if you're listening to this, we love you. Please come on the podcast.
Spring break is around the corner, which means you're going shopping. But don't shop for your big trip and get nothing in return. Make sure you're getting cash back every time you shop with Ibotta. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. So you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip. You can buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been dying to go to, or the fancy dinner that you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code BETCHES when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code BETCHES. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BETCHES.
So... We're clearly not getting back to normal yet, but there are lots of activities that it's interesting to think about whether or not we will go back to these things. There was an article this week about a mom who put her kid in a ball pit, which just seems like a really bad idea. So guys, what are your thoughts? Are you ever going to jump in a ball pit again?
I would never have done that before.
Absolutely not. I don't want to be the mom that's like, you know, taking the little sanitizer on every ball in like the ball pit, but I really feel like if my kid goes in a ball pit, I'm going to be like, you're just going to go straight to the shower. Like, please don't touch me.
I always heard like rumors that there were like needles in the ball pits.
Ooh.
Or well, something.
Thank you, Brian. I'm never going to ever let anyone in there again.
I always just like had this idea that if I jumped in a ball pit, a needle would stab me and I would be injected with whatever the person was injecting themselves with. So that's my two cents.
Crazy fear.
It's like, it's the same thing as like if somebody gave you like candy that had been unwrapped on Halloween, it was going to have poison in it, like that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like razor things. Blades.
But that never really scarred me as much because I'd be like, I would see it. But like that's okay. Like something I can't see. It's like when you jump into the ocean and you can't see your feet and it's kind of weird.
It's crazy.
No, there's just certain things they should get rid of. Like, I don't think ball pits need to be around. Those aren't like
I've been in a ball pit in the last year because I went to one of those, I went to the Rose Mansion, one of those like pop-up things, and they have a ball
Wait,
pit.
I actually for,
like,
went this... in one too. I went in the Color Factory one.
So it's funny because I think about, I'm you like, people. Oh, I haven't been to like Chuck E. Cheese in years. Why would I have been in a ball pit? And I'm like, no, I did that 9 months ago. So
yeah.
Probably going to rethink that.
But I do think when I was in the ball pit, I was like, this is gross. Because I remember going in it for like a picture and I was like, this is gross. And then I got out.
But you want the picture. That's the problem.
But it was a cool picture, yeah.
What are our thoughts about eating at a buffet?
Never would have done that before either.
I guess the only time you'd be eating at a buffet is like vacation. Right?
But then again, I do go to Essen when we're at work, when the office is at the Essen considered.
Yeah, that counts as a buffet. I feel like I would eat at a buffet. I don't think people are like, you know, like spitting
I'm like,
food.
I do.
Well,
love
no one grossed out by that.
Bar, a whole top bar situation.
Whole Foods. I feel like if you have to wear a mask inside like Whole Foods or whatever, then I feel like that should be okay.
I think I would be more likely to do a situation where it was like that setup, but it was behind a counter and I was and someone was putting it on the plate because I would trust that they were like washing their hands and wearing gloves and whatever. But I think a self-serve buffet, especially in a public place where I don't know who else is putting their grubby little mitts into it, it might be a tough sell.
It is kind of gross, right? Now that you say it.
Speaking of where you might be eating at a buffet, would you go on a cruise?
I've never been on a cruise. I don't plan on it.
Oh my God, you guys, we are all cruise virgins. Look at
everyone just turns off the podcast. They're like these three.
I have no desire to be put on a floating piece of wood and just being sent off into the middle of the ocean.
No, I've heard too many horror stories.
A floating piece of wood.
And that's what it is.
One piece of wood.
I probably will now die a cruise virgin because I just can't imagine wanting to do that. But maybe a little less scary. What about swimming in a public pool?
Nope.
I mean, I swam in my boyfriend's pool and he had like some friends also swimming in it at the same time.
No, that like was a public pool?
Fine. Not, like, yeah, well, that's his pool, and they also, like, make
I would
sure
swim
it's,
in,
like,
if
clean.
If my boyfriend had a pool, I would swim in his pool.
But what about, like, a hotel pool where everybody in the hotel can use it? So not, like, a pool
in the
park.
I guess it depends how, like, crowded or clean the hotel was. Like, if everyone was, like, really taking precautions and everything was clean, I'd be like, all right, this pool's clean. But also, if everyone was real, if it was kind of sketchy, I'd be like, eh, no.
I was at a hotel.
Carly's, like,
only
at a really fancy hotel.
I was at a hotel and they had one of those, like, they had like a time sheet and they like spaced it out by every, like every, you only get like a half, each family gets like a half hour.
They do that at the beach clubs near me. It's so weird. For like families and kids, you can only
I could
up
fuck
for,
with
like,
that maybe. Yeah. Okay. Same. I could swim in a shared pool. I don't think I'd go to like the public pool at the park.
No, I don't think I'd do that either.
Okay, and last one. What are our thoughts about splitting a joint with someone or a cigarette if you partake? It's kind of gross to think about because you're literally putting it in your mouth.
I guess it depends on the someone.
Yeah.
A stranger. But I will say that I did meet my friends in the backyard to like hang out, and they were the roommates together. They were smoking a joint, and I had my own. So we just like together smoked, but we had our own things.
That doesn't count, Brian. That's just your own.
But say somebody, if I would smoke with like, if I was living with someone, I would smoke with them.
That makes sense. It's you know, when you smoke, when you do hookah somewhere and everybody has their little mouthpiece. Yeah. Does that exist? Does that exist for like a joint? Or does that
it's
even
called edibles.
Does that like save any germs? I don't know
if that would help at all.
No, because all of your like oxygen's like mixing.
Those droplets are everywhere.
But I do think about this now.
I don't trust that.
When I'm like walking on the street and I see someone smoking a cigarette, I'm like, oh, that's where all their breath goes, you know?
It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I never thought about that.
Somebody posted, they were like, in the winter when you can see your breath outside, that's droplets.
Ew.
That goes far too. Like that goes far in front of you.
Right? Okay. Guys, I think we've thoroughly grossed ourselves out. So we'll probably just, I'll spend the rest of the day probably just scrubbing my skin to the bone.
I'm gonna go shower.
Before we go, tell everyone where they can follow you and or your social accounts that you run for your job.
Okay. I run at Diet Starts Tomorrow. And so if you DM me, if you DM Diet Starts Tomorrow, I'm the one answering. And then you can find me at, it's going to be annoying, but Carlie, CarlieDreux. That's my middle name and my first name, both spelled to annoy you the most.
You can listen to the Betches Sup podcast is at betches.co/suppod, and you can listen to me on that podcast on Mondays and Thursdays. And then you can find me on my personal at Bryan Brian Russell, 2 S's 2 L's Smith. On basically everything. I mean, yeah, Brian Russell Smith.
Y'all got hard names to spell. Oh my God.
No.
It's not that hard. I just like made it sound harder than it actually
is. Like Brian with a Y.
Yeah.
And you can follow at Bo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter for all the Housewives, etc. content you want. Listen to the Mention It All podcast. We are now doing Mondays, Thursdays, and Friday episodes. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Dylan Hafer. Guys, thanks for listening. This has been so fun. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Betches.